This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick in Washington.
And I'm Bob Edwards in Los Angeles. Abe and Mabel Pepperstein are on the adventure of a lifetime in the made-for-morning edition radio comedy, I'd Rather Eat Pants. First, they bungled an attempt to put a rival grocery store out of business.
Out of my way! Wonder Food is choking my wife!
Manager on register 4? We got two whack jobs on register 4?
They succeeded only in getting Wisdom, the cashier, fired. But Mabel, played by Ann Mira, has dreams of becoming a movie star. She gently prevailed upon Wisdom, actor Derek Cecil, to take them to Los Angeles on his motorcycle.
I'm going to San Francisco.
You'll do what we say.
Abe, Edward Asner, squeezed into the sidecar, and the trio set out for California. While speeding through Kansas, they were pulled over by a yodeling state trooper who used to date Abe and Mabel's long-lost daughter, Rhonda.
I loved her like crazy. Still do. Look, this is her picture. I carry it in my breast pocket.
Like an angel.
Like an angel in leather.
She was 12.
But why'd she have to wear leather?
Today, in Act 3 of I'd Rather Eat Pants, Mabel looks for stardom. Abe looks for an excuse to go home. And Wisdom looks clueless. Also featured are Emily Burgle as the waitress, Dan Castellaneta as the Hollywood agent, and Clea Lewis as the secretary.
So, we finally make it to L.A., and this is your big plan, Buzz Coffee Shop?
Coming through. Watch your backs.
Oh, hi. Miss? Yeah, you with the tattoo on your nose?
Yeah.
And it's lovely, by the way. It brings out your,
nose.
Do you think you could tell me where Schwab's drugstore is?
Schwab's? That's your plan?
I've never heard of Schwab's.
The famous L.A. drugstore where Lana Turner was discovered.
Lana...
Turner.
Was she in Swim Fan?
No.
Oh, this is beautiful.
I've come all the way from New York.
And
it's my first time in California.
And...
Ever since I was a little girl. See, I wanted to be discovered at Schwab's.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't understand, Mabel. Her brain is pierced.
Hey.
Now, that's not nice.
Now, see, I looked up the address and it said 8000 Sunset Boulevard.
Well, this whole complex is 8000 Sunset. You could try the Virgin Megastore.
They got virgins here?
Quiet. No, it has to be. It has to be Schwab's.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, lady. This is Buzz Coffee Shop.
But how am I going to get discovered? I mean, how am I going to be a star?
Easy, sweetie.
No! This is terrible. First, Rhonda's not listed. Now, Wisdom's going to leave. And we'll be stuck here with no money, no job, no daughter, not even a home.
We have each other.
We can't even drive. We're ruined.
Oh, come on, sweet pea. We'll think of something.
Oh, no, we won't.
Okay, I can't believe I'm saying this, but Mabelsie, you're breaking my heart in 1,000 pieces. I do know this agent, dude.
You do?
Yeah, I never should have brought it up, but my mind's on its own little biscuit, so I don't even know if he's any good.
We'll take anything.
But if I introduce you, it's going to be kind of wonky, because I shouldn't be showing my face anywhere near him. And as soon as you meet him, I can split, right?
Like Luke from the Chapel of the Lord.
Oi.
What's his name?
Kickle? Barney Kickle.
Kickle, Kickle, and Paprikash, this is Mel Boleyn speaking. May I help you? No, he won't be until noon L.A. time. Well, of course Burbank is L.A. time, but we do a large volume of business outside L.A., like in Tuba City, Arizona, where the timeline runs right down the middle of Main Street. So when it's noon on one side of the street, it's one on the other. What? Well, it's a big deal if you live in Tuba City. I mean, think about it. If both parties live on the same side of the street and make an appointment for the other side, which time zone do they use? I think they should use the time zone where they intend to meet rather than the time zone where they are when they make their meeting, so that if there is any confusion during the making of the meeting, there will be no confusion once they actually meet. What? Well, I'm sorry you don't give a rat's ass about Tuba City. but you asked about time zones, and we do a lot of business in Tuba City. And not only that, Mr. Mean Jeans, this is my first day on the job, and I happen to be from Tuba City, and you have insulted my home, my family, my profession, and everything I hold dear. So I don't think I can talk to you anymore, because I think I am about to... What? No, Mr. Kickle's associates are not in either. They will also be back noon L.A. time. Well, I'm sorry you had to make me cry on my first day at Kickle, Kickle, and Paprikash, but... What? Well, of course I can take a message on the receptionist. That's my job. Hold on a sec while I find a piece of paper. Oh, poop. I don't know where the paper is. Oh, poop. I dropped the paper. Oh, ow! Oh, my chair fell over and... Oh, my coccyx! I've hurt my coccyx! Ow! Ow! Okay, I've got a pen and paper. Oh, God, my coccyx. Okay, what's the message? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay. Goodbye.
What's going on? What's all the crying about? Oh! Don't soak the blotter, Melvaline. It's expensive.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Kickle, but it was my very first call and I hurt my coccyx.
You didn't say I was in, did you?
No, I said you'd be back noon L.A. time, just like your colleagues.
Which you know I don't have.
Yes, but I said it like you told me, and also that we do a lot of business.
Which you know I don't do.
But I said it just like you told me. And then I told him about Tuba City, and he said he didn't give a rat's ass.
Did he leave a message?
Yes.
Could you read it to me before having your nervous breakdown?
Oh, Mr. Kickle.
Keep it together, Melvaline. It's your first day.
I miss Robert.
Who?
My boyfriend.
Oh, God, I don't believe this.
He's so tall.
Yes. Well, that's fine, Melvaline. But this isn't an emotional crisis center. This is an office. So read me the message.
Barney Kickle, give me the money or I will break your knees myself. Fondly, Jimmy Jimmy. Well, that's a funny name, Jimmy Jimmy. Jimmy Jimmy. Jimmy Jimmy. Jimmy Jimmy. Jimmy Jimmy.
All right, all right, all right. I don't care about his name, Melvaline. He's going to break my knees.
Well, I know. Isn't it terrible?
Well, how am I going to come up with that kind of money?
How much do you owe and why?
Honey, I'm beeswax.
Well, it is if I'm going to help you find it. I mean, is it the kind of money where you'd be all right if one of your clients actually found acting work?
My clients haven't found acting work in 20 years, Melvaline. Don't you get it?
I'm nobody.
You're Barney Kickle.
Which doesn't mean doo-doo anymore.
You know, Paramount is looking for kid jugglers to star in a new sitcom.
But I don't have kid jugglers.
But we could find them. We could go to schools and force them to juggle against their will.
Is it network or cable?
Network. It would solve all your troubles. How much time till Jimmy Jimmy breaks your knees?
I don't know. 5-6 hours.
We can do it in 6 hours.
Oh, Melvaline, if you're right, I'll make you senior VP at KK&P.
Oh, Mr. Kickle, let's find those kids and force them to juggle.
Will Barney save his knees? Will Mabel become a star? Will Wisdom have a clue? Tune in tomorrow when you'll hear Melvaline say...
What?
I'd Rather Eat Pants, a radio comedy in 5 parts, was recorded before a live audience at the Museum of Television and Radio in Los Angeles. The Pepperstines were played by Edward Asner and Ann Mira. Derek Cecil played Wisdom. Dan Castellaneta was the Hollywood agent. Clea Lewis was his secretary. The waitress was Emily Burgle. The I'd Rather Eat Pants theme was written by Les Hooper. It can be heard at npr.org, along with the first 3 episodes of the play.